When I came to Ireland in 1997, the situation was far different from now. The country itself was booming. There were very, very few asylum seekers and refugees. People had a different attitude to foreigners, I mean to refugees and asylum seekers. They were much more tough. They weren't really welcoming at that time because they didn't know about us. But now, the situation is different, of course.
And in what way do you think people are more welcoming and more understanding now, or is there more concern because people feel more people are coming?
I think Ireland has learned. They see people. They saw at the beginning that they were just human faces, but they understood that behind all those faces, they were human beings. Okay? Human beings with feelings, with skills, with knowledge, with everything a human being has. They have also understood that most of those people who came here, they can benefit to the country, but also they understood that most of them, I would say, didn't come because they had to take advantage of Irish system. No, they came for some very, very tough reasons, wars, persecutions, and for some others, just to come and work.
But of course, when people come here as refugees or asylum seekers, particularly from war situations, they're not able to work. They have to wait, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they have to wait. But this is something normal. You can't come to a country and just enjoy your life, work and study. And if you come as an asylum seeker, it's normal. According to UN 1951 Refugee Convention, that you seek asylum, and then your application will be assessed, and then the government will see whether you are the reasons why you came to seek asylum are well-founded. But then, if they are satisfied with that, they grant you refugee status. But it takes time, but the problem with Irish system, especially when I came, and even later, probably even now, that the system is taking too long. Too long. There are people who could stay in this system waiting for the response for 5 years, for 6 years. This is unbearable.
We've seen those kind of stories highlighted where people are essentially in a sort of, it's not quite a prison, but it's not far off. They're just held in a center where they can't really do anything and their lives really can't go anywhere.
Yeah, they call it limbo. Mm. they are left in limbo. And I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair at all. Because, you know, when people come, they come with knowledge, they come with skills, they come with ambitions, they come with their dreams. But then being in that kind of situation, especially in reception centers, like the big example is Mosny. When people stay in camps, in reception centers like that one, they lose even the inner personality. They lose their skills, they lose their knowledge, they lose even hope. What do you expect to gain? There are children in reception centers who never experience the sense of belonging to a house. They don't know neighborhood. They don't know friends. They don't know that in a house they could have different rooms, because they have been living in the same room with father and mother for years and years. This is not something to encourage. Mm-hmm. So I think Irish government should look at that very seriously.
How could it be made more efficient? Because the Irish government are going to argue that they don't want to make it too easy either.
The problem is not about making it too easy or too tough. The problem is about making sure that you're dealing with people, with human beings. And those people, they are not a threat to the country. Let's talk about mine, for example. When I came in 97 in this country, nobody would imagine that I could do what I did after for the country. I was an asylum seeker like anybody. I spent almost 2 years waiting, but with the skills ahead, with knowledge ahead, with experience ahead, I could really, really, believe me, benefit to the country since the very first day I came. But they took time. And actually, it's almost only 2 years that after that I was granted refugee status. And I went to Irish Veterinary Council to apply for registration because I have a doctorate in veterinary science. They didn't give me permission to work in this country. Since then to now, I never received a permission to work in this country. So that's why I had to go to college to prepare another postgraduate qualification, a master's degree in food science. And even with that Irish qualification, I sent maybe 75 applications. Nobody, I'm telling you, nobody, no company interviewed me. They found me overqualified. What does it mean to be overqualified? Tell me. What does it mean? But at that time, I could understand because it was the beginning for the starting stage for Ireland to receive foreigners. I mean, asylum seekers and refugees. It was their first experience. But don't tell me that in 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, it was the same thing. No, Ireland actually could do better.
Your story is typical as well, isn't it? Because often the people who come seeking asylum or refugee status tend to be very qualified, tend to be highly qualified.
Yeah. I'm not the only one. There are many, thousand and thousand and thousand, believe me. Some are maybe even better than me. There are many. You see, now, for example, they've prevented me from practicing in my professional area as a vet. But what did I do? I created an NGO, Integrating Ireland. And that Integrating Ireland NGO has contributed a lot to a positive change of Irish society. I can give an example. We advocated to make sure that Ireland allows immigrants to run and to vote in local elections. Isn't this a good positive change? This is a good positive change for the country. Who did it? Integrating Ireland. When we came at that time, I remember in 2004, asylum seekers and refugees couldn't open a bank account because at the back of the GNIB card, it was written, "This is not an ID card." And you know, to open a bank account, you need an ID card and a proof of address. So we worked with Irish Financial Regulatory Authority and Irish Banker Federation. We advocated and they changed the regulations. Now asylum seekers refugees can open a bank account. This is thanks to Integrating Ireland work. Now it makes things very easy for the national qualification authorities to recognize and to assess overseas qualification. But Integrating Ireland played a huge role to have this change. And I think that the government should put in place a national coherent integration policy to capture all these potentials that people bring in the country to make it benefit to Ireland rather than wasting all these huge potential that could be a big asset to Ireland. I find it really pity.